Welcome back to What's Pleasant. I'm Kelly Salguero, your host for this episode. On this final episode of the season, we're bringing you the very best. Join us for a trip to the garden, a sneak peek into the Blue and Golden Globe Awards, and an exciting look at Sutter Sync events. Let's get into it. They have arugula, pak choi, radishes. It's all very nice. I would recommend turnips, lettuce, and it's all labeled. Oh wow, they have a watering fountain too. They have a lot planted. Broccoli. Choy. Carrots. I see that there's also kale.
Yep, there's kale, and most of it was planted already. There's a whole row.
Yeah. Can you please state your first and last name and your association in the garden?
Yeah, I'm Kate Fink, and I am, I don't have any official role with this garden, except I'm just like a really passionate volunteer.
Are there any other pests besides mice that have affected the garden in any way?
Yes. We've definitely had a lot of mice who have like created nests inside the hoop house, but we've had, one year we had a really bad groundhog problem. We didn't have them so much last year, but the groundhogs will dig holes under the fence that goes under the garden. And so we just kind of try to keep a lookout to see if there are any large holes that, you know, we didn't notice before. And yeah, there was one year the groundhog kept digging, like he dug a hole in the very back and then another one in the side. And we had whole like episodes, like out, we had a tarp out here, and then we figured out that under the tarp, which we just laid down to kill weeds, that there had been a groundhog that dug a hole like under the tarp, and that was like their way in, and we just didn't notice because the tarp was there. But then one day I came in here and I saw like this lump under the tarp, and I was like, oh no. Yeah, so we've had groundhogs, we've had chipmunks that are not really, you know, they're fine, they're cute, except they like to eat tomatoes, and they're especially annoying because they'll take like one bite out of the tomato and then just leave it. It's rude. And then we have rabbits sometimes, but you can see the chipmunks, like the holes in the fence are big enough that a chipmunk can definitely get in. Rabbits, like baby rabbits, can get in. The bigger rabbits can't really get in, but sometimes the rabbits will dig their way in too. Like last Memorial Day, I noticed there was a hole by the garden gate and a rabbit was definitely getting in through there, because one day I came back and like an entire row of lettuce or cabbage or something, yeah, had just been totally eaten. It was awful. I see something up there right now. Oh no, that's just a bird. I haven't seen, like, I've seen rabbits. I haven't seen a lot of rabbits around here yet. I've seen them in other parts of campus. Have you seen them? There's one like by Alumni Hall, and there's one behind the library that I've seen, but not around here so much.
Okay, and you did mention that there was a group of students that come and help in the garden. Would you recommend other students to come and join?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's so much more fun when we have more people here, and there are lots of different things that people can do. So even if you don't have any gardening experience, then we'll point you in the right direction, and you can pull weeds, which can be really satisfying. Like if you pull out the weed by the root, it's like a really good feeling. Like if you like plucking eyebrows, it's, you know, it's kind of the same thing. But yeah, there's all sorts of stuff you can do. Some stuff is like physically intensive if you want to work out, and some stuff is just like kind of chill, and it's nice for just talking to people and chatting with people. And the way it works, because like with the weather and everything, it's hard to give a set day and time, like, come on out. But if you email Angelo Spillo, then he will put you on this email list where he just like lets everybody know the next time that he's going to be out, and he'll be like, I'm going to be out, you know, on this day from 10 to noon, so if you're free, come on out. So his email is aspillo@pace.edu.
Okay, and besides emailing Spillo, if, let's say, a student is interested to come come to the garden, what else, who do they have to reach out to, or can they just show up?
They can just show up. I mean, if you see, if you're ever down here and you see that there are people down here working, like, feel free to come on by and, you know, hang out or just learn more about it. Once we actually get veggies, like, you know, you can come and, you know, pick your salad, and it's awesome.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's too late. The semester's over. You could have had all the pizza in Pleasantville if you came over to the Pace Chronicle in Wilcox Hall on the third floor at 12:15 p.m. on Mondays. You know what? Don't come over. We're done. Congratulations to the class of 2024, and goodbye. On Wednesday, Woods Pleasant attended the Blue and Golden Globe Awards. They interviewed student nominees and attending guests.
Infinity, you know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We gon' drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire.
Can you please state your first and last name and your major?
Sure. My name is Amy Linares, and I'm a biological psychology major here at Pace.
Okay, and have you been to one of these events before?
No, I have not. No, this is my first time.
Okay, and what encouraged you to come today?
I've seen a couple of my friends' projects have been included in here, and just in general, I'm always interested in seeing, like, student films. It's, like, indie stuff like that. I think it's pretty cool.
Okay, thank you. And what was your favorite film tonight?
Well, I came in a little late, but I think out of all of them, it's either... Oh, my God, I'm sorry. I don't remember the name of that last one. But, yeah, the one where he's talking to the therapist about the breakup, and the little trailer about... It's called Lago. I remember that one. That one was pretty good. I like the cinematography. The colors are really nice. I like her idea, yeah, where it came from. It's pretty cool.
That was also one of my favorites. And I don't know if you were here, but I really enjoyed the Chantel show.
My bad.
Yes, that was funny. And would you encourage others to submit projects?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, even if you don't win, it's still, like, cool to see other people looking at your project. And I don't think anyone's going to look at you with, like, a negative judgment. You know, as long as you put effort into it, as long as it shows, I think... anything that you pop in is going to be like a beautiful project. I don't know, that's just what I think. It's
No, of course, that's what I think as well. And why do you think this was a good event to go to?
You know, just to see everyone's creativity, like I said before, because yeah, you see like a lot of things in like Hollywood, like the big AAA films and stuff like that, but it's always good to see like humble beginnings, you know, just in case you see like someone start off small with a shaky camera, not so good mics, and eventually you see them like evolve into this amazing high budget Hollywood film. It's cool to see the beginning, you know what I mean, like where it all started. Everyone has like cool, interesting idea, creative things. I think it's cool to see that when you come to these sort of events.
Alright, thank you. Can you please state your first and last name and your major for me?
My name is Amanda Thomas, and I am a communications major.
Okay, and have you been to this event before?
Yes, I went last year.
And what encouraged you to come today?
So I am a part of the club that's running it. I am the treasurer of PMZ.
And would you encourage others to submit projects?
Yes, I would. I feel if you think you have something that's even remotely worthy to submit to the Blue and Golden Globes, you should do it.
And if you had to pick out of all the films and all the monologues as well, which one was your favorite?
I really enjoyed the Chantel show.
I thought that was funny too. And why do you think this is a good event?
I think it's a good event because it showcases all student works and can even encourage other people to submit and do work of their own in the coming years.
Okay, thank you. On Wednesday morning, the Martola Library held the Toast Day event as they toasted to the end of the semester. Woods Pleasant correspondent Osei Owusu-Frie interviewed attendees.
So what's your first name, last name, you're in major?
Patrick Brazil, health science major.
My name is Terrell Esomensa. I'm a computer science major, and I'm a first year freshman here at Pace University.
My name is Lilith Cassetto, and I'm a bio pre-med major.
So how'd you come across Toast Day?
So first time I came across Toast Day, I think it was back in September.
Came to Toast Day because I had to be at the library, but it's a pretty well-advertised event, so I figured I might as well get some toast while I'm here.
I have no meal plan, and I've been kind of surviving off of free food events for the past couple weeks.
What toast did you get today?
I got cinnamon swirl and strawberry swirl, I think, the strawberry bread, with some cream cheese and grape spread. That was really good.
Strawberry swirl and the lemon blueberry one.
Got a cinnamon swirl with a little bit of butter on it.
Okay, so are you a butter side up or butter side down kind of person?
What does butter side down mean? I guess butter side up.
Margarine or jam?
Jam.
Spread or schmear?
Schmear.
Yeah, I have another thing. Last semester, I was getting toast, and I put my thing in the toaster, and this guy also grabs bread, and he puts his in the toaster. It's a different toaster. This is very important. So my toast is done, so it pops up, and this guy grabs it with his hands. So then the ladies at the front, they're like, oh, that's not yours, it's hers. So then he tries to, like, put it back, still with his bare hands. So I was like, I just walked away. Like, I didn't even get toast.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Definitely keep up this tradition. Don't ever let it die. I think it's a great thing to have.
Please keep track of your toast and don't grab things with your bare hands. Disease spreads.
Following that same day in the afternoon, What's Pleasant correspondent Osei Owusu-Frie attended the Slime and Sandwiches event hosted by the Commuter Advisory Board. Here he is with more.
What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
Daya Brown, my major is computer science.
Keon Riggins, I'm a social psychology major.
EJ Spate, I'm a junior, and my major is digital cinema and filmmaking.
Nice. So what brought you here to this event today?
Just to be with my friends, you know, to have fun, make some slime.
Mainly for my girlfriend. She's a big slime fan, and also it would just be a good way to just get out, you know what I'm saying? Just get out of the room.
I love making slime, honestly. I thought it was fun, and so I brought my boyfriend to come with me.
So what slime did you make?
I haven't, like, fully made mine yet. My friend is helping me, but, you know, I want to make pink slime.
I call it tropical. It smells like pineapple, and it's yellow, and it has sparkles.
And what kind of sandwich are you going to get?
The chicken cutlet one.
So I haven't got any of the sandwiches yet, but I'm looking at that fried chicken one over there, and I'm looking at grabbing a few chips, too.
Well, I got a pizza and wings, but there's sandwiches that I'm going to go get, too.
Okay. Anything else like to add?
I think this is great. Like, I think it's helping the community come together more. Like, it's engaging the students. It's really good. Like, we need more of this.
Thank you for slime.
Thank you. That's all we have for this year. Congratulations to the class of 2024. My name is Kelly Salguero, reporting from Wilcox Hall. Goodbye, everyone.